TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I started producing topical items during lockdown to keep my neighbours entertained. All the recordings are made inside my cosy cabin for that extra sense of calm. And naturally enough, I called them Cabin Conversations. I hope you enjoy them. Cabin Conversations about International Assistance Dog Day. Unusually, this Awareness Day, the 4th of August, is paired with the original celebratory week, starting the first Sunday in August since 2009. All thanks to American founder Marcy Davis, who continues to sponsor the event, raising awareness via her Working Like Dogs website, radio podcasts, and book of the same name. Marcy is an individual living with paraplegia and a permanent wheelchair user who became partnered with a mobility assistance dog. Just to clarify, physical dog tasks basically consist of opening and closing doors, including auto buttons and elevators, laundry from washing machines, fetching the phone, helping with undressing and general picking up, and handling of items to the partner. Marcy strives for hard-working dogs and support staff trainers to be recognised for their part in transforming lives of people with disabilities and roles in other welfare assistance jobs. This is particularly important when accessibility is not met by society. In 2025, a UK survey stated 79% of partnered assistance dogs were denied access to a public place. These dogs, with their extraordinary talents, cover such a vast range of support: visual guidance, hearing, and medical alerts for those with epilepsy and diabetes, etc., right through to autism, PTSD, and depression. Many dogs are remarkably adept at detection work too, in areas of biosecurity, cancer research, emergency services, such as search and rescue, even recovery abroad after natural disasters like earthquakes. The uniformed services use sniffer dogs side by side with personnel for contraband, explosives, criminal tracking, and even now, utility companies are finding water leaks and electrical faults underground, plus surveying buildings for dry rot. One thing these working dogs have is intelligence and the right kind of scenting nose. The top breed choices tend to be Beagle, Belgian Malinois, Border Collie, English Springer Spaniel, German Shepherd, Golden and Labrador Retrievers. Some less common are Hoovervaart, similar to the originator search dog, St. Bernard, and Newfoundland, a particularly large, heavy breed adept at water rescue, because they can easily rope tow a dinghy with people on board. In fact, there are around 7,000 registered with Assistant Dogs UK, and approximately 3,700 of those are guide dogs. An innovative organisation which began in 1931 with two equally determined ladies, Rosamund Bond and Muriel Crook, who trained the first German Shepherds, called Folly, Meta, Judy, and Flash, while operating from a garage in Wallasley, Merseyside. Interestingly, four different German Shepherd guide dogs, Luthi, Podo, Rita, and Aster, were taken by their pioneer owner, John Forbes Gordon, all the way to Japan 7 years later to establish the foundations of that country's Guide Dog Association. Indeed, there is a misconception that all guide dogs today are Labradors, and only those with total sight loss are eligible. Whereas in reality, people with several variations of visual impairment qualify, and they still use the go-to German Shepherds, along with Golden Retrievers and Poodles, though mostly crossbred for health, intelligence, and temperament reasons. Whatever the breed, they are still a costly investment, around £102,000 to raise, train, and support a guide dog partnership from birth to retirement, usually 9 or 10 years of working life. The British politician, Lord David Blunkett, has total sight loss and had 7 guide dog partnerships throughout the years, all helping with accessing his government career and life in general. His latest, Barley, a Black Labrador German Shepherd cross, has even been made an official member of Britain's largest workers, GMB, union. Although this is a unique award, the Service Dogs UK charity does shortlist and hand out Assistance Dog Medal of Honour UK awards annually for dogs that have proven exceptional support in the lives of individuals with various disabilities. The winner for 2025 was Okho, the Labrador supporting Chloe Hammond, the only working nurse in Britain to use both a dog and wheelchair. The 3 runners-up candidate partnerships covered owners with autism and balance issues, POTS fainting episodes, and PTSD. Now for some fun facts about how dogs are adaptable. Did you know that search and rescue dogs can sniff down trails of lost people on land, air scent into the wind in awkward places like mountains, and go on boats to also detect people in the water and at sea? A stalwart, one-eyed dog called Woody, a Red Fox Labrador, performs port duties against biosecurity threats on board boats on Rathlin Island off Northern Ireland, already having rid the island of non-native ferrets, which were introduced in the 1980s and previously decimated the RSPB seabird colonies. Those exceptionally rare truffles used in expensive culinary dishes grow buried beneath specific tree roots and can also be found by dogs in the UK. One company runs a 6-week course in Tunbridge Wells, Kent, to make a suitable pet into a truffle-scenting dog. Research chemists have shown that trained sniffer dogs can detect fire accelerants, for example, petrol, in very small amounts, as little as 1/1,000,000th of a teaspoon. No wonder the fire brigade used dogs to detect possible unlawful activity. Finally, although medical alert dogs exist and can screen virus carrier patients in hospitals for certain contagious diseases, there are new efforts to supplement their scenting dogs' basic training to early detect COVID-19. So, could assistance dogs be the answer to some socially impactful situations in the future? May you pause and appreciate whatever support is there in your life.
DNF Soundings.